Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. I'm your host, Velton Schau, and I'm just here tonight and happy to be here and happy that you decided to join us this evening. You know, we've been away for a couple of weeks, and we're back, and we're going to be talking tonight about something that is near and dear to my heart, something that happens to all of us on a regular basis, and something that you've heard a lot about. So I'm going to start by saying nothing that you're going to hear or nothing I'm going to say tonight that you haven't heard before. There's nothing that I'm going to tell you that's going to be earth-shattering or that is going to be something that you may not have thought of yourself. You may have heard it before, you may have thought of it before, and it's, like I said, nothing really earth-shattering. But these are some things that I've thought about, these are some things that I've done over the years and used over the years to help me with a small word in my life that happens in everyone's life. And that one word that continually comes up no matter what you do is the word change. We change, things change, everything changes. The only constant in life is that something is going to change, whether it's your employment, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your age or someone that's close to you. Something is going to change. You're going to buy a new home. You're going to buy a new car. You're going to have a different attitude. You're going to wake up some mornings not feeling as well as you did the day before. And there are other days that you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to feel so much better than you did the day before. You're going to have had such a great night's sleep that things are just going to be absolutely incredible for you. And so as I was thinking about today and as I was preparing to speak to you tonight, I thought about change as it relates to my life and people around me, people that I've dealt with and people that I've gotten to know over the years. And, you know, it's amazing because I was talking to a very, very good friend of mine recently, and she moved her elderly mother to live with her few weeks ago. Her stepfather passed away, and she decided to move her mother into to live with her. And it's a very interesting coincidence because as we talk about change, you know, that's one of those life-changing moments where when you were a child, your parents cared for you, and they brought you into this world, and they nurtured you, and they did the things for you that you couldn't do for yourself. As you grew, they taught you, you learned, you admired them, sometimes idolized them, sometimes grew to really understand what they did, and sometimes you didn't. But the one thing that constantly happened is as you evolved, that word change became a bigger and better part of your life. So as I was talking to my friend, we had something in common because, as I said, she just moved her mother to live with her. And coincidentally, 2 months ago, I moved my 82-year-old mother in to live with us. Now, my mother lived in New Jersey. She's a very proud woman. She ran for city council. She worked at the same company for 44 years, retired, bought a home after her and my father separated when I was 18 years old, and lived an incredible life, traveled the world with her girlfriend, did what she wanted to do. And about 4 years ago, her whole life changed. She had come down to my son's graduation from college and developed the shingles. And shortly after going back home, she was attending a meeting and collapsed and had a major seizure. They found two benign meningioma on her brain. She was airlifted from our home in Camden, New Jersey, to Trenton, New Jersey, to be operated on by one of the greatest neurosurgeons on the East Coast. And they were able to excuse me, remove these two benign meningioma from her brain. And I have to tell you, my niece is an emergency room physician, and she called one of her friends, and her friend did the surgery for my mother, and it was very, very successful. But because of the surgery and some minor strokes that she had during that particular point in time, her entire life changed. She was no longer able to care for herself, live by herself, do the things for herself that she'd always done all of her life. And it was a very, very frustrating time for her. And as I started this business about 8 years ago, and during that time, as I said, we were in the very formative embryonic stages of building this business. And when this happened to my mother, everything shut down. When something happens like that in your life, and I don't know how many of you have ever had a situation where you've been living in a different place or living a different way and something traumatic happens. They say there are four or five things that are the most traumatic things in could happen in your life. One is the birth of a child. The other is getting married. Well, hopefully not in that order. Getting married first, then the birth of a child second. Death of a spouse or a parent, buying a home, losing a job, or getting a job. These are major changes that happen in our lives that really make us stop, look, and listen. And as I was listening, as I was developing what I was going to say to you tonight, and I started thinking about the changes that had gone on in my mother's life that directly impacted and had an immediate change on my life. And the reason that I say that is because when my mother had her surgery, there was no one else available in the family for her to rely on once she got out of the hospital. I had to shut down my entire business and go back to New Jersey, leave my entire family in Florida, which is where we live now, and go back to New Jersey and become my mother's 24-hour health care aide, which meant when she came home from the hospital, I woke her, I got her up in the morning, I fed her, I got her dressed, we washed, we did whatever necessary to get dressed, I fed her breakfast, I talked to her during the day to try to help her reestablish and redevelop her cognizance. I also had to go shopping for her. I made her lunch. I made her dinner. You know, I took her out for rides so that she could get out of the house. But for almost 24 hours a day, except when we were asleep, we were together. Now, remember something. When you're building a business or you're building your career or you're going your way to do whichever it is you need to do, and something happens, something changes, something makes you go in a different direction, how do you handle that? How do you adjust? You know, I titled it to tonight's speech, Change Makes You Want to Hustle. Well, when this happened to me personally, and this happened to my mother, I'm sitting there going, oh, wow, how do I continue? What do I do? Which direction do I take this? Do I shut down my business, not just temporarily, but for good? Or do I take a sabbatical, take the time to go back to New Jersey, nurse mom back to health, and then hopefully someone else will be able to take over and I will be able to come back to Florida and reestablish my business. If you don't make the adjustments when change happens to you, you can fall into a deep state of depression. And I have to be very honest. Hopefully I can be honest with you. When this first happened to me, and this happened to her, I thought all was lost. I fell into a deep state of depression. I started to think that I would never be able to go back to what I had done and what I had known and what I had enjoyed previously. I thought everything that I had worked for was done, was over. It was almost like losing a job, but I worked for myself. But you've been in a situation where you have worked hard, you've struggled, you've hustled, you've done everything that you could to build something, to build your career, to get a promotion, to move your business or your position to the next level, and all of a sudden something happens that you couldn't foresee, something happened that you didn't understand, something happened that you couldn't stop, and it changed your position. It changed your level. It changed your mindset. It changed your total outlook and attitude on where you were going. And all of a sudden, you felt yourself falling into this state of depression. Well, I'll tell you, I was there, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know what to do. All I could think of was, how am I ever going to rebuild what it is I had? How am I ever going to get back to where I was before this happened to me? How could this happen to me? Why me? And one day I was sitting on the back porch with my mom, and she was sitting there after having this brain surgery. And she looked at me and she said to me, "You know, I thank God every day that I'm here, because I didn't have to be here. He could have called me home. But I'm here today enjoying the warm weather," because it was spring by this, "sitting on my back porch with my oldest son. And we haven't sat together in many, many years." And she said, "I'm just so happy that I'm able to do this. I'm so happy that you take me for rides, that you prepare my meals, that you care for me in my old age." And as I looked across at my mother, all of a sudden the light went off for me. Something that changed in my life, something that changed in the way things were happening for me, made me stronger, made me understand, made me see something that I couldn't see before. And that was that when change happens, you have a decision to make. And the decision is, you can let it defeat you, you can let it destroy you, you can let it strengthen you. You've heard that before. And when I thought about that and I heard what my mother was saying to me, a light went off. A fire started burning inside of me again. That determination and drive started to reignite inside of me, and I wanted to start building my business again. But how? I couldn't travel. I couldn't go out and speak like I do all over the country. I had to stay there. You know, I didn't understand what I was doing or how I would do it. And when change happens in your life, there are going to be days where you're not going to understand immediately what you can do or how you can change or what to expect. One morning about 2 o'clock, as I was laying in bed, I woke up. I don't know if it was divine intervention, but I sat up in the bed and I thought, I've always wanted to write another book. but I've never had the time to sit and really focus and concentrate on writing another book. How can I do this now that things are getting better? What can I do? My mother's getting better, but I can't travel. How do I spend my time so that it's effective? How do I spend my time so that I can start to rebuild my business? And I took the time to start to pen a new book that is going to come out the first part of next year. And the new book is on leadership. The new book, I'm still working on the title, but it's based on 52 principles that every leader, every effective leader, needs to understand. And one of the principles that every leader struggles with, but every leader needs to understand, is the principle of change and how to deal with change. What do you do when things change in your life? How do you go through an evolutionary process, which is what change is? How do you make the transformation from point A to point B, from where you are to where you'd like to be, from thought to reality? It's all evolutionary, and it's all a matter of dealing with change. So as I sat there with my mother and I thought about writing this book on leadership principles, one of the first topics that came to mind was the topic of change. How do leaders deal with change? How do you deal with changing an employee? How do you deal with changing an office environment? How do you deal with the change when you get promoted? How do you deal with change when someone gets promoted all over you? How do you deal with the change when you get a new boss? How do you deal with change? Company is going through reorganization and downsizing. What do you do? How do you understand that no matter what happens, it's an evolution? It's going to take you through a process. There's going to be some pain involved. There's going to be some times where you just don't understand or don't think that you're going to be able to make it through the pain. There are going to be times where things around you are going to be changing, but you're not going to want to change. You know, I was listening to a friend of mine not too long ago give a speech. And most of you know that Les Brown is a mentor of mine, and another gentleman named Willie Jolly, who I really, really admire, both of these guys, because they've built themselves to the precipice of excellence in the speaking industry. But Les was talking, and he was talking about change. But he was saying that most people don't like change, and most people don't want to deal with change, and most people won't deal with change until the pain of not changing becomes so unbearable that they've got to do something to alleviate the pain. Are you willing to change before the pain gets to a heightened level where you don't have a choice? It's easier to make a change without immense pain or intense pain than it is to make a change when the pain becomes so unbearable that you can't deal with it any longer. So unbearable that it shows on your face. So unbearable that everyone around you realizes that something's wrong, something's amiss, something's not good. So painful that you can't deal with anything else except the pain. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to do the things that are necessary to keep you from going through an enormous amount of pain? You know, Willie Jolly, as I said, was another good friend of mine. I was talking to Willie one day, and as I was deciding to write this book, I was talking to someone, and we were having a discussion because another gentleman who I had met was thinking about writing a book also. And as we listened to Willie speak, the gentleman said, well, you know, I don't know if I should write this book. I really don't know if it's necessary. I'm doing pretty well as a speaker. And I said, well, let's do this. Let's ask Willie. And he says, okay, yeah, we can ask Willie. And I raised my hand. And I, as I said, Willie's a wonderful guy. He said, yes, sir, how can I help you, though? And I said, hey, Willie, I've got a dilemma here. I'm talking to a friend of mine, and we're discussing whether or not, as an up-and-coming speaker, it's important to write a book. How can writing a book change your position as an up-and-coming speaker or as an up-and-coming business person? And he smiled and he said, that's a great question. And, you know, I was happy that, hey, I got a chance to ask a question, and the guy I asked the question thought it was a great question. Everybody likes to be recognized as doing something good, and I did something. I was recognized, and I really appreciate it. But here's what he said that was so powerful to me and everybody else in the room, because this room was filled with entrepreneurs. And he said, when you write a book, people will look at you differently because you took the time to write a book. If you write a good book, people will look at you as an expert on the topic that you wrote the book about. If you write a bad book, people will still buy it, but they may not buy a second book, but they'll still look at you differently because you took the time and energy to write a book. It changes your position in whatever you're doing. It elevates you to a level that you otherwise could not command. So think about that. How many of you are interested in writing a book? How many of you have enough information and knowledge on the road that you've traveled to write a book? You know, a lot of people say, well, I can't write a book because there's nothing I can, nobody wants to hear what I have to say anyway. Let me tell you something. There are thousands and thousands of people out there that have gone through or are going through similar situations than the situation that you're in. And you have the ability to touch them by writing a book, by talking about your experiences, by telling them your story, by telling them about the roads that you've traveled, telling them about the transformational process that you've gone through that's taken you from where you were to where you want to be, from where you thought you dreamed of being to making it a reality. Life is full of changes. And as I said to you in the beginning, my life changed when my mother got sick. My life changed because I had to stop what I was doing, recreate the business that I had started, and figure out a way to transform the position that I was in temporarily into the position that I wanted to be in. I'm happy to say that the book that I'm writing on leadership is well on its way to being completed. I was hoping to have it done by the end of this year, but it's going to be the first quarter of next year. Another change happened in my life. My mother needed me again. 2 months ago, I went to New Jersey after her living there for 3 years at home with a sibling. Things weren't where I wanted them to be. I moved my 82-year-old mother from New Jersey to my residence here in Florida so
for her to live out the rest of her life in comfort and not worry about what she needed, where, what she was going to eat, was someone going to care for her, was someone going to be there for her when she really needed them. Those days are behind her. And the days of second-guessing myself and being afraid to deal with change are somewhat behind me. And I'm not here to tell you that something may not change in the, down the road in my life that may not take me back, may not knock the wind out of me temporarily, may not sidetrack my dreams, my visions, may sidetrack my reality for a minute. But one of the things that I've learned, one of the things that I hold dear, one of the things that I'll never forget about change. Change makes you want to hustle. And when you hustle, you outperform most of the people around you. You outperform the status quo. One of my favorite quotes that I'll leave you with for the evening goes like this. It says, when change happens, hustle until you no longer have to introduce yourself. Don't be afraid of change. Deal with change. Walk with change. Be the change that you want to see. My name is Velton Shaul. I'm so excited that you came this evening to join me. I hope that you'll follow us here in the Transformation Zone. We've got some incredible guests coming online in the next couple of weeks. We've got some incredible opportunities for everyone who's interested in being a part of our network. Contact me at info@veltonshaul.com. Go to my website, veltonshaul.com. You can also sign up on the website for an ebook that I wrote called Strategic Planning, Planning to Win. And if you sign up for the ebook, not only will I give you the book free, but it will allow you to get my newsletter. And in my newsletter, I will give you updates on where I'm speaking, who's going to be on the radio show, and tidbits and tips on leadership, business principles, salesmanship, and just being a great person. Transform your thinking. Transform your world. I'm Velton Shaul. Thanks again, and good night.